Hello.
Hello, hello. This is Adrian.
Hey, Adrian. Rick here from Huff and Mezzer. How you doing?
Hello. How are you, Rick? Good, good.
Not
Sorry,
too
I
bad,
thought
buddy.
you had all that info in the call prior to connecting. So here, I'll enter all the information.
Oh no, we're good. I mean,
Let's see.
I was trying to collect the initial details from you over the chat, and as soon as I felt like it could be better to hop on a quick call, I suggested that
Totally
we
agree.
get next to it, right? So, Adrian, just to make it quick for you, I think the timeline and the cost that I gave you for the web app, that looks good, right? Or
Yeah,
did I give you
the
cost?
time is all I've seen. I haven't seen the cost. No, I have not seen the cost.
Okay, and I think you sent me a website right here. Like a link?
Yeah, that's the
Not sure.
website we're trying to integrate with. So we have a third-party company that we're using to develop the website.
Okay.
Our app, oh, excuse me, not app. I'm sorry. We have our own sensors that are gathering the data. We have, and what we're trying to do is connect the slabshear.com website, which is our e-commerce website. We own the rights to it and everything. It's ours. They're developing it for us.
Okay.
But they just don't have the resources to get it done in the time frame I'm looking for. And we're selling product, and we need to have the ability for the end user to be able to log in and see the status of the foundation. And
Okay,
so
and
right now we can go ahead.
now I just wanted to confirm, I mean, you said Slapshore is your company, right? I mean, you represent Slapshore.
Yes,
Okay.
that's correct. Yeah, that is my company. Yeah.
All right, go
So
right
the
ahead.
name of our company, yes. So what we have is we have a separate set of servers that is process, and we want to keep these separate. We have separate servers that are gathering all of the data and crunching the numbers to determine the status of the client's foundation. What we want to be able to do is to have essentially a connection between the two when a paying client who has been confirmed on our e-commerce platform that they are paying, that they can see the status of the foundation. And so we've launched we have an iframe that shows the status. It's been tested. They've confirmed that everything integrates, but they just don't have the resources right now to get it all done.
Well,
And
that
so I'm
makes
like,
sense.
okay, well, we own the website, so if it's all HTML, I mean, here's the iframe. If we can get somebody to come in and just finish that and accelerate it, then let's go do that. So that's what I'm after. I'm looking to see if we can do that. And then after, we would also like to be able to get an app.
Right,
It's just
so
in today's world, it makes sense.
it perfectly does. So, Adrian, just to make sure I understand this correctly, I'll just repeat this back to you. So the website right now, it does, the servers you have right now, they do all the number crunching and the calculations and everything. They just need to be displayed on the web app and the application that you're looking for. So that, the part where the calculation goes in and the numbers, are coming together, that does not require any kind of help, right? All they need to be done is that an
Correct.
iframe or a REST API is going to call them on a user interface, correct?
That's exactly right. It should be extremely simple. And when they came back and said, okay, how long is it going to take to get there? I was like, what? Weeks? How could this be weeks? You've already proven it. You've already said, hey, the REST API is functional. The iframe is there. We just need to take this piece of real estate and drop it in. And they just don't have the bandwidth to get it done. My guess is they're trying to onboard another client. They just don't have
All right, well,
it.
for priorities, I'd say. So anyway, I mean, with
Yeah.
us, so with us, I mean, like I said, I mean, we could assign a dedicated team to the project as well. 3 weeks means that, we'd need about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks to complete the design, the integration, keeping a little buffer for any kind of, say like a hiccup or something. And then about like, let's say, a half a week for testing and making sure it's bug-free and doesn't crash. And, by the end of the third week, we should be good to go live. So that said, Adrian, the user authentication part, which is, I think, the second piece to this web and the mobile applications, user, you said when they sign up with you on the e-commerce website that is already existing, if I understand this correctly, they need to be signed up
That
to
is
the app
correct.
automatically without having to self onboard on the application or even the web app. Is that correct?
That's correct. We want to, from a user perspective, we want them to be able to log into Slapshare.com using their credentials, and then so the username and password is being verified by Slapshare, and then all we need to be able to do is display on the page the iframe that's coming from our servers.
Okay, and
no more complicated than that.
Okay, and the web app could be hosted on the same Slapshare domain you have, right? I mean, we wouldn't have to build a separate platform or a separate website for that. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
I think that the web app part seems to be simple because you already have a website, and that's a major, you know, that kind of makes the work quite easier, to be honest with you.
Yep.
And I think it could be done fairly quickly and probably not even 3 weeks. So that is doable, and if I assign a dedicated team, it should not be a problem. Now, how soon do you want to start the mobile application? I mean, do you want to get this going right away so you can save time, or you want to start this after the web app has been completed?
I'd like to get the web app done separately, and then depending on how things go, if we're happy with the service, then let's take the phone app as a separate offering. I think I want to keep them separate. I don't want to tie one. I don't want to bundle it together because I want to be able to prove that it's working, right, and that you guys have a functional, that you can deliver on. We need to deliver on the first before we get on the second and third, right? So with that done, then we can say, okay, what's it going to take? Because the web, the mobile app is going to be completely independent. That's now going to be, you know, something that would have a separate approach entirely. The coding is going to be from scratch. And so we just need to need to figure out how do we connect the web app, and really that's a list, Active Directory, and making sure that we have, you know, only people who should be logging in, right? So in today's world, the server status needs to be found on the phone, although you could on your phone, right? Go to Slapshare.com.
Yeah, go to the browser, do it, but, you know, say 3 years ago, I used to tell my customers you need to be in your customer's wallet, right? Now we tell the customer you need to be in your customer's mobile phone because that's what we carry along, and that's what we use more than even our wallets these days. So that makes sense. I mean, that cannot have a second opinion. And any good business, just like you or any reputed business, would eventually have to be on the phone sooner than later, right?
Yep, exactly. And so I think we absolutely want to go that route. I think I have an immediate need, and that's to accelerate this. And then afterwards, we say, all right, let's get it on the phone app, and let's get it on the, let's finish that. But I think we need to keep them separate.
Well, perfect. I mean, that sounds like a long-term business relationship to me, and that's exactly what we look for. So just to get you on board, Adrian. And I know you've been waiting on the quote. You asked me a couple of times on the chat as well. So just to break it for you and say more like a handshake deal to get this going, I'm yet to look on the login website and, you know, to see what it is behind the login screen. But I can get this done for you in, I said, 3 weeks with a dedicated team. And the price of this is going to be $2,000, one-time fee lump sum. And that's just to get you on board.
Okay.
So the next time we can work together, we have a mobile application in proposition as well. Does that sound fair?
Okay. That sounds much more fair than what I'm looking for for right now. I think, Rick, that's a workable deal. Send me the info, if you would. I want to confirm with our team that they're okay with working with third party, that's not some kind of a conflict. I would think that's something we want to do. Especially everything's been tested and proven. It's just an issue. They can't get to it. If you can make it faster than 3 weeks, great. But 3 weeks saves time already.
Well, you will have a dedicated team. So if they can do it within 1.5, I
Okay.
mean, they could do only so much, right? So if they can do it within a
Yeah,
week and a half,
absolutely.
we'd be more than happy because that saves us time as well, right? So I've given you a fixed price, and you know that wouldn't vary with weeks overboarding, so that wouldn't be a problem. We work
Okay.
on fixed price projects, and that's how we're going to take forward the mobile app project as well. Now, Adrian, before I
Okay.
let you go and I send you an email, which I will, I may need two things from you. One of them is do you have any kind of login credentials so I could log into SlapSure and see what it is on the back end?
I do not have a like a test login credential. That's a very fair question
Right.
that I should be able to get to. I only have the real one. I've kind of let the development team do all of that. I'm the CEO. I'm not the guy doing that anymore. But I can get that. You can go to slapsure.com. You can see a lot. You can't see everything for sure.
Yeah, I'm looking at
We'd
it
want to
right
get
now.
an NDA in place. Yeah, we'd want to get an NDA in place and all those things. Get an official contract and all that going, just to make sure we're protecting our assets. That ultimately is one of the reasons why we're keeping this separate. The e-commerce is one thing, but our data is absolutely critical. So we want to only provide that iframe and no more. So we'll want an NDA in place before we do anything like that. If you can send me the info, I'm meeting with my lead developer in 40 minutes. No, 50 minutes. Sorry, at 2:30 local time.
Okay.
We're going to go through this as an option. I think that that's a reasonable quote. I know there's going to be some questions that come up, some details that need to be resolved, but ultimately, we want to start with this one, and then we want to get the app as well.
Right,
Incidentally, where is the coding going to be done? What country or countries?
I'm sorry, what was the last question you asked?
What countries are is the coding going to be completed in? Where is this coming from?
Well, this will be in-house. So we have two offices, one in Wyoming, that is our headquarters, right? And we have a second office in California, but rest assured, everything happens in-house and in the country, so it doesn't go out. I mean, we don't work with third parties. We don't
Okay.
have any third country offices, so it's all going to be in-house,
Okay.
right?
Perfect. All
And
right,
the
'cause
NDA?
I've done development work in out long, far out of the country, and that's only a conflict from an NDA standpoint.
Oh no,
I've
yeah.
done work in Ukraine. I've had development before the war broke out. I had a team in Ukraine and Russia at
Oh
the
wow,
same
then.
time. That didn't work out real well.
Well,
So
those are talented
anyway,
countries. I'd bet on that, you know.
yeah,
But you know,
very much
I
so.
understand, you know, from a legal standpoint, that could be a hassle. But rest assured, for our NDA and our contract is going to be, is going to be jurisdicted in the local courts, so you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Perfect. Okay, perfect. Then, if you would send me what I need, if you can send me a written quote and or something in an email with the basic outline for what it is we're trying to do, we'll probably need to fill in some blanks to make sure that there's some certainty, that not misunderstanding or anything like that, and misrepresentation on my part and how simple this is.
Right.
But I do want to make sure you have a usable scope so that you can work quickly. What kind of resources you need from us, what kind of turnaround you need when you have a technical question. And then the big one I need to get answered is I want to make sure that our e-commerce team is also okay with you doing the coding to be able to drag and drop it into the website.
Of course, yeah, that's essential. So
So,
what I'll do from
yeah.
here, Adrian, I'll send you two things. One is the NDA, of course, and the second thing I'll
Okay.
send you is an engagement letter that we provide before we
Okay.
onboard the client. So what I'll do with this one is that
Okay.
I'll leave the scope of work place empty. I'll leave a blank field on there with for you to fill out.
Okay.
Why I'm doing this is
Okay.
because I want you to word out what you want to get done. Because for me, honestly, frankly speaking, I'm more looking towards the mobile application that we have to do together next, right? So if the
Yes,
scope of work
yes.
for the web application, it's going too far for me, and it could not be covered in the cost that I gave you, I will try and work it out, and if it is too overboard, I'll just, you know, let you know. And I think we have come to a position together where, you know, I could tell you frankly that it may not work out for me or whatever that is, but I'll leave the scope of work field blank for you, just a heads up, so you could fill that out in your own words when you sit with your developer, and you could send me a copy back with your signatures if that's good to go. The second thing I want to confirm with you before I let you go, the team that you have in-house that you spoke about that built the Slapshow website for you, are they mobile application developers as well? I mean, are they going to be collaborating with us on the mobile app project too?
No, the mobile app will be entirely up to you. They are a team, they build e-commerce platforms. Now, the e-commerce platform has to work on the mobile, on any mobile device, but we are looking for a freestanding mobile app that would be developed specifically for determining the status of the foundation, not for buying a product. So it's not an e-commerce facing app. It would be, here's the app. I have three properties that I'm managing. Out of those three, this is the one I'm interested in, or a summary of all three. And I just want to know what's the status of my foundation right now. And
I'm sorry, you complete yourself? I'm sorry.
No, yeah, there is dependency. I don't disagree with that at all. We need to know what the status is of their account, right? So they have a monthly recurring payment that they're making for our monitoring, and at the same time, you know, we need to uniquely identify the foundation by serial number, and we need to uniquely identify the user by a verified ID. We need to verify that, you know, that they are allowed to see it, that there's not some, you know, something else, right? So there's we need to go through the trust verification and all of that, as well as the status of the servers, right? We need to know that the data is not down or anything like that. And there's going to be all kinds of other things that we want to discuss, right? Such as push notification, right? If it goes from good to warning or maintenance, you know, does their phone app, you know, show a little circle that says, hey, you need some help. Do we send them a text? Do we send them an email? Ultimately, I see the e-commerce site being solely targeting the e-commerce. I see the app really being the driver behind the business, which is, you know, the user can log in on the website, see the status. But more than likely, like you said, they're going to be on their phone, and they're going to want to be able to see the status of that foundation on their phone.
Right. But your team doing the web application, or, you know, doing the iframe, or you know, doing the web part of it, and then, you know, you hiring a team for mobile application development. I see a bit of a problem with that, because, you know, if one team or your in-house team is not well versed with mobile app technologies, they will not be able to do the, you know, the synchronization and the integration of the web app and the mobile application together, because they wouldn't be building the mobile application towards the end of the day, right? So my recommendation to you, regardless of who you work with what you have you know, told me so far, is that the web app part or the web piece should be done by the team that's going to do the mobile application for you. Because otherwise, the mobile application team will have to pick up from where your team leaves off the web application. And that could be...
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
That could lead to a hiccup. So, you know, just to avoid that, it's best that you keep both the things with a team that you can trust. And, you know, that I understand is going to, you know, be dependent upon your team being comfortable with a third party working on your application and on your website, essentially.
Yeah, that's right. And so I think the other thing then, Rick, that we're going to want to resolve is what is the, you know, what kind of price ranges are we talking about for mobile app? Too early in the conversation for that. You know, I think that we'll have that. We'll have to figure that one out as we go. I don't know if you have any feel for that whatsoever.
I think for the mobile application, the code on that, you know, just to give you a ballpark, let's do this. Mm-hmm. I mean, you try and figure out if we can, you know, get on board for the web application first. Right, and before we sign the contract for the web application, Just before that, we could, go into a bit of a detail about the application as well, the app piece of it. And as soon as I've confirmed a couple of details that are required for me to crunch the numbers for you, I can go ahead and give you at least a broad ballpark to give you an idea of what this would cost. Because I understand that,
okay,
if you want to do a web application for $2,000, if the mobile application piece would cost you $100,000, right? So you need a number, and I'll give you a broad ballpark at least before we sign up on even the web application part, right?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I think that's reasonable. So what I'll do is I'll reach out to I'll have my call at 2:30 with the with Martin, my lead developer, and just because he's on our side, not on the e-commerce side. He's an employee of our company. And,
all right, say hi to Martin.
He's the one managing the iframe. Yeah, he's the one managing all of the not Martin, Martin.
Martin.
He's Dutch.
Yeah.
The it's like it's. It's like you, but with an extra J in there. but
all right,
I'll talk to Martin and I'll see, what his thoughts are, see if there's any other details. But I'd like to move fairly quickly on this. There's no point in us waiting a week to get this done. If we're trying to shave weeks off, I don't want to be waiting a week to get it going. So I'm hoping that if I have a technical question, if you would, if you can send me your contact info in case we need to reach out and get some clarification on the web app, because he'll be the one who knows. He's in Holland, so it's his evening right now. This is just a convenient time for us to talk.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely. And in fact, I was about to suggest, since you guys are meeting in 50 minutes and probably less than that now, if you want me to be on the call or you want me to be optionally be available in case you guys need me on the call, whatever it is, a Zoom meeting or whatever, you're more than welcome. So, just let me know what time it is and, just leave me a link to it as well. And I'd like to make an acquaintance with Martin as well. So, we could be on the call as well.
That's perfect. I'll set up a Zoom call. If you would, just plan on joining us, and we'll tackle that first. It's locally, it's 1:50. Are you in California time?
Well, yeah, I'm in the California office right now, so it's 11:51 here.
Okay.
So then it
would be at 12:30. Yeah, 12:30 your time is the start of the meeting. If you could send me your email, and let's make sure we have that connection, and then I'll go ahead and send the invite to that meeting, and we can make sure that we're not missing anything in terms of the scope. It would be faster if we simply said, okay, we need the web app needs to do X, Y, Z, get that in the scope. We agree. Yes, we can do that for the 2000. Yes, we can do it in 3 weeks, or maybe even after talking to Martin, you may say, like crap, if all the work's already done, then let's just do it faster, or whatever you can do.
Right, yeah, why not?
And then we'll go from there. Okay?
Perfect.
All right, so I will send
email?
You...
Yeah,
yep.
Can you send me your email as well on the chat? Did
yes,
you find
I
my email?
Can. Yep. Okay. Yes, let's do that. Andrew.oik@steadfastfoundations.com. And let me double check it. Okay. I have a much shorter alias, but I've been using this for so many years, and I'm like, oh, it just this is the one that rolls.
All right,
okay.
I'm still trying to read through it while you say that. It's a long email, but I got it. So perfect. So you send me an invite for the meeting. I think we're better connected now. And in the meantime, I'll get your NDA and your engagement agreement ready as well. And I'll shoot that over to you as well.
That sounds perfect. Okay.
Right,
awesome.
Adrian?
All right. See you in a little bit. Yep.
All right,
you.
Buddy. Good to
appreciate
come across
you.
Take care.
Yep.
Bye now.